It's a tough thing to teach him, I think.
Some of them got that down on nature, and others,
one, two, three.
Yeah. Well, do you remember what year it was that you got married? Could you? Because I remember you were telling me you'd been a lone wolf.
I'll have to stop and figure it out. About 8 years ago. I would bring it to what? 1966? Yeah. It'd be 9 years this summer. I was married in 1966.
How's that?
Married in 1966. Be 9 years this summer.
And how old were you? Can I ask that?
I'm gonna have to stop and figure.
8 years,
58.
Uh-huh. And tell me about kids, so I got that.
About what?
Kids, children. You don't.
You ain't got nothing to say about that. Never had any. No, too old, never had no children.
Okay, good.
You made a mistake on how old you are. You're older than what you...
Ezra.
Huh?
If 8 years ago, you would be older than... You said 58. You were 58. You'd been older than that because you're 66 now.
Well, that would bring it, wouldn't it?
No. 58
would be 64. No. 58.
Oh, yeah.
And 8
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
66. Don't make me out like Aunt Figger after all these years. Now you can ask her. Maybe she'll tell it different.
Okay, here. I'll come over there. Okay, so if you could maybe tell me like a little story even, you know. If you like when you met. I mean, I have the whole thing of how you met and all that. But the ages and how old you were, how long you've been married, and that you don't have any children. Because everyone thinks they're 4 or 5 children grown somewhere.
No, I was 44 when we got married. We've been married eight years, been 9 years this coming May. Let me see, it was, as he said, 66 when we was married.
And what about kids?
We don't have any children, so.
If everybody would start cutting stuff back a little bit, pretty soon they could get this country back on its feet again. But they still keep it going up a little higher, a little higher, a little higher every year. Just same with your taxes. They ain't satisfied. They got to have it a little bit higher. They got to have a little bit more. They don't give a damn where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Long as they get it, they just don't get some old people out of the home. Get the money. They don't care where they get it. They can throw it away. They're throwing away plenty of it right in this town.
Mm-hmm.
They don't run them buses all over the state of Vermont for nothing. Them kids have got to go play basketball somewhere. Regardless, they've got to settle some old couple out, pay the taxes. Them kids have got to go. They got to spend that money. Kids ain't to blame. They don't want nobody there. They want a foreskin to sell. That's what all of this damn taxes is. You either got to pay that tax or they'll force you out. They don't care a damn about you. They tell about how they care about Vermont Farms. Vermont Farms. They don't give a damn about Vermont Farms, nor the farmers either. Oh, they care more about the damn white-collared people. They want to raise their salaries up there. One of them fellows will make more in a year up there and a farmer saving a lifetime. But that's all right, as long as they're white-collared, they're working for the state or government, they're all right. They don't give a damn about anybody else.
Well, yeah, because that supplemental income thing is like you said, if you're okay on it.
Yeah. Yeah, after I got my place paid for. Oh, I got it paid for in about 44. I always said after I once got it paid for, never would mortgage the place again. I'd mortgage stock. Animals, horses, cows, or anything like that. Because if you happen to lose them, you can always start over again. But if you lose your farm, you're all done. If anybody can get their home clear, they better keep it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beginning to show it right now.
Cassid, if you think back on your life, what would you do over different, if anything? You ever think like that?
No, you probably wouldn't do any different than you ever did. But if you could have the knowledge that you should have after a long life, you could do a lot of different things.
I know, because nobody has that opportunity.
No.
You only go through once.
That's right. Yeah, you could see a lot of things you would do differently if you had it to live over again. But you wouldn't. You'd do the same thing. As my dad used to say, a man whose life is mapped out from the time he starts to the time he dies. And nobody can do anything about it.
And you've always felt that was true.
Yeah, I think that's pretty near true.
Sounds like something worth remembering.
Yeah, he always said that. Said a man couldn't change his life if he wanted to. It's all mapped right out.
You work hard all along anyway, though.
Yeah, usually you work hard all your life, and then you get where you could take it a little bit easy. Something will turn up and happen so you can. Anybody wants to get all the enjoyment they can as they go along. You have something you want to do, go ahead and do it. But it's human nature, you know. You can't do this today because you've got something else you've got to do. You keep putting it off and you never do it.
Well, you always, I mean, from what I understand of you, you've always worked hard all along.
Yeah, always had to work hard to make a living.
Yeah. But you also seem to have times where you had fun.
Yeah.
And, yep. And you got a great sense of humor all along.
Yeah, always had time. I never hurried. I never made any money to mount anything. I never wanted to expand, have two offer bots. Of course, you would like to have nice things and build up fine better, but I never went ahead as much as a lot of people. I was most always satisfied with what I had.
Well, it's like you said a long time ago, you've seen bigger operators, people in a hurry, all sorts of people lose out in the 30s. And you've had sort of a steady course, and you're still right here, of course.
Yeah, we see people in the 30s when the bank crashed, and had been farming and doing business for years. Lost everything that they had, homes and everything. Just couldn't raise money enough to keep it going. I couldn't borrow any money, couldn't get it. And I had the mortgage, and they sold them out. Yeah, we had a lot of them right here in town. Middle-aged men, worked hard all their lives, raised a family. I just couldn't get the money to pay the mortgage.
Must have been a real cruel time.
It was a hard time. It was a cruel thing. People didn't even have enough to eat. Couldn't get nothing to eat. And nobody wanted to hire, nobody had no money. It's a hard thing to see anybody that works hard all their life to have a little something and then see them lose it. Most all the people in this town was all hard workers. But it didn't seem very few. What was working every day.
Mm-hmm.